You are listening to a very special Green Lantern Corecast, an interview with Robert Venditti. Welcome, everybody, to the Green Lantern Corecast. I'm Naim Siddiq. You might know me better as Kuhan. Today, we have a bit of a special episode for you. Our very own Brandon West got a chance to sit down over the phone with DC Comics' Robert Venditti, who is currently writing Hal Jordan and the Green Lantern Corps for DC Comics. It's a bit of a shorter interview. It does end a little bit abruptly at the end, but we're going to play it for you right now.
Well, congrats, I guess. 30-plus issues of Green Lantern already in the bank. And you're back on the title with a brand new title, Hal Jordan and the Green Lantern Corps. How does it feel to write so many issues of Green Lantern?
Yeah, it's, I feel, you know, very fortunate to be able to do what I'm doing. You know, not just to be able to work with these characters, to be able to work in DC, but to be able to stay on for this kind of sustained run is something that doesn't really happen very often. So, I'm enjoying it. I'm really, really thrilled with the direction of Rebirth and where the books are going to be headed, what the intent of with Rebirth, you know, not just in Hal Jordan and the Green Lantern Corps, but line-wide for the DCU. So it's a great time to be working at the company, and yeah, couldn't be happier.
Awesome. Let's focus on the characters for a bit. You've said in multiple interviews so far that it's going to be a large cast. You're going to focus on Hal, John, Kyle, and Guy Gardner, too. Have you found their voices yet? I mean, I know you have a couple of issues in the bag already. You think you got the voices down already?
I hope so. I mean, I think I have a good approach to the characters of what makes them unique and different from each other. I'm having a lot of fun writing them and having them play off each other. One character I hadn't really written in any great extent before was Guy, and so he's probably of those four, he's probably the one I've worked with the least. But I found him to be enormously fun, which kind of surprised me. So, yeah, I mean, I think I have a take on what makes them all unique. You know, you've got Hal, who's highly intelligent, but also somebody who's more of a risk taker and goes with his gut, you know, versus John, who also highly intelligent, but much more of a planner and a strategist and sort of sees the long game. And you know, then you have Guy, who is almost tragic in his own way because he almost goes around like he always has something to prove, even though he's had this really long storied, you know, career as a Green Lantern, but he still feels like he doesn't measure up and he has something to prove. And the thing that the person he has to prove it to is himself, you know, it's like nothing he ever does. He feels like he can't measure up. And so that's interesting for him. And then, you know, what we're doing with Kyle, I don't mention him as much in interviews or talk about him as much because what we're doing with him is very secretive. And when he shows up, it will be for a very specific reason to do something that only he can do. And so, you know, sort of his absence from a lot of the interviews and the promo images and things like that is very intentional.
So we can get that on the record that you're not a Kyle hater. He's just being held off for, you know, very story-driven reasons.
Very much so, yeah. I don't know why anybody would think I'm a Kyle hater. I mean, what I did on Green Lantern, whether it was him passing through the source wall and saving the universe,
right,
or him embodying the life equation in the Godhead storyline. And he was a character that I spent a lot of time with and concepted things out with. So definitely not a Kyle hater.
Let's focus on John. Gonna say this off the bat as disclaimer. I'm a young black guy, loves comics, but I'm not a big John Stewart fan. I know a lot of people gravitate towards John because he had the high profile in the Justice League cartoon. But it doesn't seem like enough writers have given him that chance to shine or given him a story for this generation. What is your plan for John Stewart?
Yeah, without giving too much away, I mean, John Stewart is a character that I have a lot of familiarity with. You know, I didn't start reading comics until I was, you know, in my mid to late 20s. And so initially I knew more about John from the animated series than I did from Hal, because Hal wasn't in those casts as much. And I hadn't started reading comics yet. So John is somebody that I've known. Him and Hal were always the two Lanterns that I've known as far back as I can remember. And to me, from day one when I took over Green Lantern, I always wanted him to be leader of the Corps, but I didn't feel like he had been established in a way that he had earned that yet. So I wanted to get him to that place where we're going to see him now, having gone through everything he's gone through, as he is now the leader of the Corps. We're going to see how his approach to that is so much different from Hal's. And I think it's that leadership role is something that suits John very uniquely, just as being the guy on the front lines, taking all the fire, you know, going up against immeasurable odds and those sorts of things suits Hal, you know, very uniquely. So that's not to say that John's going to be sitting behind a desk, far from it. I mean, the arc that I'm writing right now and the situation that he's in is something we've never seen the Green Lanterns go through before, and he has to try and strategize and lead his way out of it. And so, you know, am I going to write the story that defines John Stewart for this generation? I mean, I don't, that's kind of a hard question to say. I write good stories and I hope people enjoy them. And I don't know. I would never presume.
I don't want to put that pressure on you.
Yeah, I mean, but I don't think about it that way. I mean, to be like, yeah, I'm going to write the genre, you know, a generational defining story of this character. Like, I don't know. That's just not the way my mind works, you know. So I just try to write the stories the best I can, the way I know how to tell them, and take advantage of the opportunity I've been given with Rebirth, which is much different than the way the DCU was up to now. What I've worked with the New 52, the Rebirth landscape is much different. It's something I feel I'm much more suited towards. And so, you know, I'm happy with how the books are coming out, from the writing all the way to the art, and hopefully people will enjoy them.
I'm sure we will. Let's talk about the differences from when you got on to now. Before, when you got on, you started off with Hal and you surrounded him with fresh faces, new characters. And now you've got what I assume is a very large cast in Hal and the Green Lantern Corps. Why go that route with a large cast, and how difficult is it to balance so many voices?
I think it's really a matter of just putting all the mythology in one place, and obviously not all of it. I mean, you've got Simon Baz and Jessica Cruz over in the Green Lanterns book, but you've got, you know, a lot of the mythology all in one place, and you're able to have all the tools in the toolbox now. And so I think with the line being more streamlined and all the characters being in one book as opposed to split among other books, you're able to do a lot of things and free yourself up, because you're not beholden to choices that are made in other books, and other books aren't beholden to the choices you're making. So, you know, I know it sounds counterintuitive in a way, because you would think with such a large cast that it almost becomes limiting because you can only spend so much time with certain characters, but it is actually freeing in a lot of ways. And so that doesn't mean that every issue is going to have 20 pages of four different characters, because that would be 80 pages, you know. But we've got A plots and B plots and C plots, and at different points, different lanterns are going to move to the forefront, you know, and we're even timing those changes to coincide with when a different artist comes in, this being a double shift book, if, you know, Rafa's drawing an A plot and there's a B plot, when the B plot switches to the A, that's when Ethan comes in. And so, you know, having as much lead time as we do, I've already got 11 issues written. Wow. We've got 5 issues pretty much done. So we're able to really plan these things out and make it all feel like it holds together as one, you know, story, everything for story reasons. You know, not just carving up issues because we're trying to hit a deadline and things like that.
Well, let's talk about the art. So we got Ethan Van Sciver. We've got Rafa Sandoval. Can you discuss their strengths? And Rafa in particular, because Green Lantern fans aren't as familiar with his work.
Yeah, Rafa's amazing. I worked with him for 5 issues on X-O Man of War, which was a space-based story as well. He handles that cosmic landscape and aliens and spaceships and all designs and everything like that. He does great action. He draws, he's got amazing line work, just beautiful rendering. I agree that Green Lantern fans are not necessarily familiar with his name right now, but man, they are going to be. I mean, the stuff that he's turning in looks absolutely phenomenal. And he's also just a great guy to work with, you know, and knowing him as I do professionally, you know, just total pro, always enthusiastic. So, yeah, he's wonderful, and readers are going to be surprised, happily so, by the work that he's doing. Ethan, of course, is somebody that readers are already familiar with, and to have him on the book just brings so much weight to it. I mean, he's a guy who is not just synonymous with Green Lantern, but also Rebirth as a concept. And he has been with these characters and in the DCU for so long. He has such a respect and an affinity for the mythologies and the characters. He's great to talk story with. And if you're going to be part of an initiative like Rebirth, which is meant to embrace the long storied legacies of these characters in the wider DCU, while at the same time push stories forward and give readers new things and surprise them in ways and give them stories they haven't seen before, I don't know that I could pick a better team for a Green Lantern book than Ethan Van Sciver and Rafa Sandoval. Very excited about it. And like I said, none of this is theoretical. We've got 5 issues pretty much done. So I've seen a lot of the work, and, you know, the public will be seeing it obviously very soon. But it's beautiful stuff, and I'm really happy with how the books are turning out. And I also want to give a shout out to the colorists as well. We've got Jason Wright coloring Ethan, and we've got Tomi Amore coloring for Rafa. Color is such an important part of Green Lantern and the wider mythology with the emotional spectrum and all those sorts of things. And they're both doing fantastic work as well. So the books are just gorgeous.
Good, good. And you mentioned artists rotating in with the different plots. Is there a third art team scheduled for any other plot, or should we be on the lookout for another artist?
Yeah, no, nobody right now. But that's not to say that there won't be an artist that comes in to do a one-off at some point or whatever have you. But again, we're so far ahead in terms of the production schedule. By the time the Rebirth issue is on the stands, I'll have 12 issues written. We'll have 5, maybe even 6 completely finished. So if you think about it in terms of twice a month, we're 3 months ahead, and that's stuff that's in the can, like already in the bank, you know? So that's not to say we won't bring in a third artist at some point, or, you know, who knows what the future holds in those regards. But when we do, I'm far enough ahead that I'll be able to write the script for that artist and have it be story-driven, just like what we're doing with Ethan and Rafa.
Cool. I had the pleasure of speaking with Ethan a while ago, especially during that Flash Rebirth time, and he is definitely as passionate as you say he is. How are you two collaboratively?
I'm sorry, you broke up for 1 second there, so repeat the last sentence where the question was.
How are you two collaboratively? Does he add any things to the story, or is he fleshing out characters in the background? I know he likes to be really hands-on with his work.
Yeah, I mean, collaboratively, we talk about, you know, the arc that we're working on right now together, some of the issues that he hasn't drawn yet, but I'm scripting them, and they'll be waiting for him when he's ready. We talked about, you know, some of the stuff that he likes and he wants to see, and it coincided a lot with some of the stuff that I've been wanting to do as well. And again, you know, Rebirth just being a different landscape than New 52 was, there's opportunities now to do things and to plan things out much more so. And so, yeah, we talk about stuff at the beginning, and then I go ahead and I write the scripts. You know, we'll exchange emails back and forth, but, you know, he gets it all. You know, in a lot of ways, it's such a great asset to be a writer to work with him, because not only is he overly familiar with all this stuff, he literally helped invent a lot of it, you know? So he knows, he knows these characters. He knows how to pose them. He knows what their faces look like. He knows how to land a joke. You know, he knows how to hit a mood, you know, because he's been drawing all these characters and he knows their mannerisms, just like, you know, the mannerisms of your friends, you
right.
know? So all that stuff that he brings to the table, there's no words that you need to do to say any of that. That's just him being him and bringing his vast experience and enthusiasm to the project.
I mentioned earlier about your first stint on Green Lantern and how you created new characters. How much of a focus will you put on putting new characters into this title?
We're definitely going to be doing that. You know, I've already done that. New concepts, new characters with where we are in the series at this point in time. But we are also, one of the things I'm most excited about, bringing back and putting things on the page that we haven't seen on the page in a very long time. You know, it's such a rich history and a rich tapestry, not just Green Lantern specifically, but when you look at the wider mythology and the landscape of the DCU, so many planets, alien cultures, space-based villains, space-based heroes, and all that stuff is our sandbox now. So, it's definitely both, which, again, that's the mission statement of Rebirth, is to embrace the long storied history and legacy of these characters and mythologies, but also push it forward and do new things with it as well.
Okay, I have to ask this. It's probably the most important question, and I'm ashamed a little bit that I waited so long to ask it. What, if any, are your plans for Carol Ferris and or the Starfires?
There is a plan for them.
Awesome.
I can't say what it is. You'll see her on the page very soon. But I don't know that I should really say very much beyond that. But yeah, I love Carol as a character. One of the things that I did when I took over Green Lantern was I knew that Hal, because of the nature of the story and where the book was going to be headed and Hal wasn't in the Justice League or any of those kinds of things anymore, I knew he was going to be primarily out in space for a lot of my run.
Mm-hmm.
And so I freed up Carol to be used in other books because she was going to be space, you know, more Earth-based. And so I didn't want to sideline her and not have her show up anywhere because I wasn't using her. So now that I get to use her again and she's back, I will definitely be doing so. And, you know, she's a great character. Even if she wasn't, you know, tied to the Lantern mythology and to Hal specifically over such a long time, you know, she's a great character in her own right. And she's somebody who excites me about the Green Lantern mythology. So yeah, we definitely have things we want to do with her.
Guys, if you want to follow Robert Venditti on Twitter, he's at Robert Venditti. That's VENDITTI, or at robertvenditti.com. You can check out Hal Jordan and the Green Lantern Corps wherever fine comic books are sold. And until next time, as always, stay green.
Be sure to check us out at www.thegreenlanterncorps.com. You can email us at contact@thegreenlanterncorps.com, follow us on Twitter at the GL Corps, or reach our voicemail line at 313-GL1-2814. That's 313-451-2814. Check out Kirby Crackle, performers of our opening theme, Ring Capacity, at www.kirbycracklemusic.com, and the Roy Clark Method, performers of our ending theme, Sector 2814, at royclarkmethod.webs.com.
I have this magic green. It is the color green. It can do anything. Sometimes it speaks to me. It says, how? What?